Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Boys basketball coach Jason Carter. And Jason, normally we'd be talking on Saturday about a game Friday night, but Mother Nature stepped in, and we were familiar with that from last year. But last year it happened after the Christmas break, and we had a whole bunch of games packed together. This one's not so bad because it's still going to make it up on Tuesday, the Dallas Center Grimes road trip. So that still leaves two games during the week.
Yeah, it's really nice that it happened early, and we have a conference break again on Tuesday, so both of us had Tuesday off, so that makes it really nice that we can play a normal two-game week next week and not go another full week without a game right before break. So, it's nice that we'll be able to get that, and hopefully this weather, this is the only time this happens this year. Like last year, I think we played 10 games in 14 days last year, which was crazy. We're excited to, be able to get that in here before break for sure.
Just so far this season, kind of evaluate where your team is.
Going into week one, after our Achieve scrimmage, we had a pretty rough first go at things in the Achieve scrimmage. But, we were able to, work on some things, and we challenged the kids a little bit, and I think it was kind of an eye opener for some of them because they had never played varsity basketball before. We talked about the inexperience that we have on our team, but we do have a lot of seniors, and they rose to the challenge, and we had about as good as a week we could have hoped for in week one, going 3-0, and winning pretty convincingly in two of those games. And winning a tough overtime game on the road in the third against a conference opponent. So I couldn't have written a better script for the start that we've gotten off to.
That second game of the season, I believe the first half was not the best. And I think that's the one where you guys just came back and totally dominated the second half, wasn't it? Because that kind of turned the switch in that game?
Yeah. These kids, they seem to rise to the challenge when things get difficult, which is a testament to the leadership in this group. And they play for each other. This is one of I think we had 19 assists in that game, which is a pretty big number for assists. So this team really just loves to share the ball and play for each other. So I think that plays a huge role in why we've had success in the first week.
So we mentioned the Achieve scrimmage. As part of that, there was a kind of a food drive that you guys did in connection with, and just one of the many things, throughout the sports programs here in Newton, that all the coaches try to get the kids involved in the community. Just talk a little bit about how that went.
So something the state started, it's probably been 5 or 6 years ago, maybe. It was called a Pride scrimmage. Now they've called it an Achieve scrimmage. Basically what it is they allow a full game scrimmage where you can keep score and have officials and the whole deal like a real game. We could never do that before with our scrimmages. So it's kind of an initiative that they started to get some of our teams in the state of Iowa getting into the community and doing some good things in the community. And with this Achieve scrimmage, we have to do some sort of community service project. So we did a food drive at Hy-Vee for 2 days on a Saturday, Sunday, and we were able to, I bet we had easily over $10,000 worth of food. Wow. That we distributed out to all of the food pantries in our school district. We were able to supply food to all of the food pantries. And in addition to that, we were able to raise quite a bit of cash donations. And because our food pantries also have their own budget, they, kind of told us that they didn't really necessarily need the cash. So we decided to donate all of those donations to the United Way. So we raised about just over $1,500. And we donated all that to the United Way which is a good time of year for there's a lot of families in need in our community. And, we know, the United Way helps the school district a ton in a lot of ways. And it was nice to be able to give back to them as well.
Especially the team probably had a lot of fun doing that little bonding there.
Yeah, absolutely. The kids do such a phenomenal job. And sometimes kids that you wouldn't even think would be that sociable out in the community, but it's good for them to get out and, in the community and talk to a lot of the people that come and, support us on game nights. So, and not just in basketball, but in football and every other sport that they're in. So it's nice for them to be able to see their faces too, and kind of see them outside of the, you know, the game environment.
Okay. Well, yeah, just part of the process of building these young men and getting them prepared to move on and do great things in their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's one thing we don't lack, and at least in our program, is great kids that, you know, don't hesitate to do awesome things for our community when we ask them to. You know, another thing that our at least our varsity group did just last week is all of our varsity kids went over to Woodrow Wilson and spent a couple hours with the kids over there for one of their reward days. So our boys all went over there and played basketball with a big group of kids for a couple hours. So, you know, those kids absolutely love that. You know, I have a son at TJ and he hangs out at practices and stuff all the time. And he talks about these kids all the time. And they're so good. It's such good role models for all the little Cardinals out there. And, you know,
did you do a little scouting?
Yeah. So, but, always, you know, we always do everything we can to try to get as many kids involved as we can. And, you know, that's been something we've been pretty fortunate with. We have pretty good numbers on the boy, in the boys' side. And we have for a number of years. So, you know, it's just awesome for those kids to be able to give back and to be able to, you know, be positive role models for all those little kids.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us again on the Coach's Corner and good luck next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Jason Carter, head coach of the Newton Boys basketball program, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.